Inmate dies in San Diego sheriff's custody, second in 3 days. San Diego. A man became the second in custody death in 3 days after he was found unresponsive in his jail cell and later died at the University of California San Diego Medical Center, the sheriff's department announced June 29. Pedro Jr. Ornelas III, 27, died at the medical center around 10 a.m. on June 28, according to Sheriff's Lieutenant Joseph Jarjara. We extend our sympathies to the Ornelas family and those affected by his death, Jarjara said. A sheriff's family liaison officer will support the family as they deal with the loss of a loved one. Ornelas was arrested June 16 by the California Highway Patrol on a felony warrant on suspicion of pimping and pandering, the lieutenant said. He was also arrested on suspicion of being a felon in possession of a firearm, possession of a controlled substance while armed, possession of a controlled substance for sale, and prohibited owner of ammo. He was booked into San Diego Central Jail, Jarjara said. Ornelas lived in San Diego at the time of his arrest. The Citizens Law Enforcement Review Board was notified of the custody death. The Sheriff's Homicide Unit was conducting an investigation. The cause and manner of death will be determined by the medical examiner's office. In another custody death this week, Paul Arthur Highmark, 66, who was in the custody of the Sheriff's Department at Alvarado Hospital, died around 9:30 p.m. on June 26, according to Jarjara. Highmark had medical issues that were identified by sheriff medical staff at the time of his booking, Jarjara said. He was admitted to the hospital directly after completing the intake process. Highmark had been receiving care at the hospital and was never housed at a detention facility, the lieutenant said. We extend our sympathies to the Highmark family and those affected by his death, Jarjara said. A judge remanded Highmark into custody on June 16, stemming from a probation hold placed on him. Highmark allegedly failed to comply with the terms of his probation for his original charge of possession for sale of a controlled substance, Jarjara said. The Citizens Law Enforcement Review Board was notified of Highmark's death and responded to the hospital. The Sheriff's Homicide Unit was investigating the death, and the cause of death will be determined by the medical examiner's office.